It's been so long, I don't remember. Yeah, dude.
That's what she said.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the X-Wing Files. I'm Logan.
Wait, what do we say?
Our names.
Oh, I'm Jacob.
And you're not imagining things. This is an actual episode of this podcast. The three of us, I looked, have not been on together to record something since September of last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a long time.
So, it's been since March, since Elizabeth and I recorded something. And I think it was December of last year. So, a year since Jacob and I recorded anything. So, Jacob's got a new computer and Elizabeth's got a baby. That's all that's happened in the last 15 months.
Yep.
Whoa.
That was cool.
So yeah, we're gonna hopefully I really hope we can do this regularly, because there's a new show, even though we missed the last show.
What I would like to go
The Acolyte.
Oh,
yeah. I would like to go back and talk about it, but yeah, the three of us, along with everybody else, did not enjoy it. Yeah, so
I couldn't get past the second episode.
That it could have been good.
They killed all the Jedi that was there.
Who dare?
That's Fabian with no mic.
That's Fabian with the baby. So.
And a baby.
The baby? You've got to see the baby.
Come and see the baby.
She's about to not be a baby.
The dingo ate your baby.
Did you know that's based off real events?
Yeah. Yes.
I did not know that.
Seinfeld really happened.
Yep.
I thought it was just a funny Seinfeld joke.
No, it's a Seinfeld joke that references a movie that's based on a true story.
Yeah, that's messed up.
I mean, Seinfeld also references Schindler's List in a very not great way, but it's funny. So, and also the JFK assassination. I cannot imagine what that show would be making fun of today.
It would get canceled.
Yeah, I don't think people online would be calling it out for being too mean or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, we didn't start a Seinfeld podcast. We started a Star Wars podcast, and there's a new Star Wars show, Star Wars Skeleton Crew. We all watched it. We're going to talk about it hopefully every week or every other week. There's only 8 episodes, I think.
Dang.
So, yeah. That's a bummer, especially because I'll just start. I really like this show.
So do I.
It was so cute.
I thought you would love it, Elizabeth.
At first, when I saw the trailer, I was like, "Oh gosh!"
I didn't watch any trailer. I haven't kept up with anything, so I was not going to let them ruin it for me.
I haven't seen it, but would y'all like my opinion about the trailer?
Not yet.
Yeah, Fabian, what'd you think of the trailer?
I thought it was like the modern version and better, cool. Probably it's probably gonna be way better than the Goonies. It's like that type of, that's the vibe I got from it.
It's definitely the Goonies in Star Wars. And yeah. I don't think they shy away from that. Literally,
they have one of the kids put on a pirate hat.
Yeah.
Like a legit pirate hat.
And there's I was like, oh, sure, right?
Well, yeah, it's Star Wars. But there's a, what was the droid's name?
Oh, so okay. So spoilers for the show. We're gonna get into the first two episodes. The droid's name is SM-33, which is a reference to Captain Hook's first mate, Smee.
Smee.
Also, Anakin's mom.
Yeah, Smee. If Anakin's mom had done the thing like Bob Hoskins does in Hook, that would have been fantastic. When he's running around the pirate, he's like, Smee, Smee, what about Smee? When they're leaving her on the planet, and she's just like, Smee, Smee, what about Smee? This show does reference episode one, though. Did y'all catch that?
A lot.
I've only seen it one time, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of, like, vague references. I guess all of it's really vague, but, like, there's definitely, like, pod racing vibes with the way they do the, like, the speeder bike stuff.
Yeah.
But when he is sitting in the like, the principal's office or whatever with I don't have all their names memorized yet, but the other little girl.
Fern.
Yeah, Fern. He says, I saw your speeder. It's so wizard.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He said the thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was so funny. It's something we made fun of because it's really kind of silly.
Cheesy.
Yeah. I think he delivers the line better than the kid in episode one.
Yeah. That's so wizard, Annie. Or whatever he says.
That's exactly what he says.
I really like... Are we just going to call him 33? Or just Smee?
Smee. Smee, 33.
Okay, call him Smee.
I think he's going to be the best part of the
whole show.
The one consistent thing in the Star Wars shows is that every time they introduce a new droid, it becomes our favorite droid.
You just like sounded like a droid.
You kind of did, but I understood what you said. Is who voices him? Because I don't see it.
Nick Frost.
Oh, okay. Wait, what? Onyx Cinder is what it's saying on.
He's good. He probably plays a live action character at some point too.
Oh.
What's his name? Is in it? Did I do that?
Yeah, Steve Urkel.
Yeah, Jaleel White plays a pirate. I think he's gonna have a bigger part going forward. We only see him for like a minute, maybe.
Yeah.
His name is Gunter.
My favorite pirate is the wolf pirate, though.
Yeah,
he's pretty cool. He's a badass. I watched him shoot all those people and I was like, oh, I like him. he gives no F's.
I like how everything's like practical effects too. It's not.
Yeah.
It's what it should be. Like it's practical stuff with like digital enhancements.
Yeah.
He kind of reminded me of like a Teen Wolf. You know what I mean? Like that movie.
Yeah.
He kind of reminded me of that.
His name is Brutus.
Brutus, yeah.
Brutus.
So the show opens referencing the fall of the Empire. So it places it after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
But probably before. Do you think before The Mandalorian or not?
Yeah, I do.
I kind of do too. Like, there's a little talk of the Republic, but I have a theory. I haven't listened to anything that I'm sure other people are saying this too, but I have a theory. If y'all want to get into theories right now,
yeah, I think it's before Mandalorian because the kid. But see, it's weird because they're on the lost planet or whatever. So obviously they're detached from.
That's what my theory is.
Yeah, so, but the kid knows what Jedi are, but everybody else is kind of like...
I think the Republic that they reference on the planet is not the New Republic.
Oh.
I think it's the Old Republic.
Yeah, because so, they do say the old credits. Yeah.
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 That well, and they talk cool. about the great work, which if you read the High Republic stuff that's being published now, that's a thing in those books, is the great work.
Hmm.
Well, and the way it looked, too.
Yeah.
It was very, like, Princess Leia looking. You know what I mean?
Yep. So, like, and her planet kind of had that feel to it. Mm-hmm. That high, old High Republic feel.
And safe. It was very safe. Yeah. But, like, so I want to talk about, before we talk about, like, theories, how long do you think that ship has been crashed there? Because they were literally standing on top of it, and it was, like, trees and stuff.
I mean, so that planet has been, quote, lost for quite a while. So, I don't know, a few hundred years, probably.
See, I didn't even know, like, when they were like, oh, you got to be just kidding, or, like, be for real, kid. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
I've never heard of the planet before.
Well, obviously, it was a pirate ship that crashed there, probably looking for it. But do you think it's lost, like, legitimately lost, or the people in control of the planet?
That's what
keeping it lost. Yeah.
Keeping it lost. So did you, spoilers for a movie nobody probably cares about, but have y'all ever seen The Village?
Yes.
I haven't.
Me and Fabian watch that.
So I'm going to spoil The Village, Jacob. Sorry.
Oh, it's fine.
So
it's old,
in The Village, it looks like they're living in, like, what, like the 1800s, Elizabeth?
Yeah, it's like Pilgrim days.
Yeah, and there are these monsters that are live in the woods, so that you can't. They tell the kids you can't leave the village, and one of the twists in the movie is that it's not the 1800s.
Yeah, it's like
these people like created this space.
It's like the founders of they're basically Amish people. And, like, the founders of the village they know about the outside world, but they decided to come in, and because they don't like the world, so they made their own world and reverted back to the old days and didn't let anyone know. So, like, the founders know, but beyond that, when they started having children and their children, like, no one else knows, and they have to be inside at a certain time, like, or the monsters will get you or whatever.
Yeah, it's a little too many twists in the movie, but all that to say, I feel like at some point in time, because the way the Empire was working was like, keep spreading, taking more planets, using more resources. Yeah. So it feels weird that they wouldn't have made it to this planet, because it's not controlled by like the Hutts or something that they would be in league with. So it has to be something like that, where maybe they made some kind of deal with the Empire, and instead of being part of the Empire, they just like kept themselves separate.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I hope we find out.
I'm sure we will, but like,
I hope there's multiple seasons.
I mean, yeah, I've already seen people online complaining about it. So,
oh my God.
You're basically saying, like, that they know about the outside world, but they know they're this
some people
planet, like the founders.
Yeah. Okay. So her mom,
she definitely
seems like she knows something.
Yeah. But see, that's what it's the same thing. Cause I forgot what they called it, the boundary or whatever. They're like, if we go outside the boundary, we're dead. And then they're like, we're way outside the boundary. I forgot what he called it. Barrier, maybe?
Barrier, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they
couldn't obviously
the stars.
I think that's the name of the second episode. Yeah, way, way out past the barrier. Yeah,
that's what the little elephant kid says.
So, I thought he was the same species as, like, Max Rebo.
Yeah.
That apparently is not Correct. He is a new species that I guess maybe is somehow related to that species.
I thought it was funny when Fern was like, can you shut his trunk? And he's like, I don't speak with my trunk.
I thought the kids were all freaking great, man. Like,
I feel so bad for the main kid, though. Like, they're so mean.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
He just everything Wim? He touched. Yes.
Oh.
And it's just like, oh, I'm going to touch this. And just chaos. I mean, he can't do any... I shouldn't say he's an idiot. He is terrible luck. He can't do anything right. But he's always getting in his own way.
He just wants to, like, prove himself, though. Like, I feel like he wouldn't be so chaos if, like, his dad would just given him a little bit more attention and listen to him a little more instead of, oh, I got to go work.
That's the only thing... Like, I don't see what people would really complain about other than the fact that it feels a little too earthy. Does that make sense?
In the first episode. In the first episode,
yeah.
But I think, like, when you when you kind of start getting hints about things in the second episode, the way it feels in the first episode starts to make, like, I watched them twice. So I felt that way when I first watched it. I was like, this feels really weird for Star Wars. Yeah. It's kind of like in Guardians, the third Guardians movie. Did y'all see that? Mm-hmm. When they go to that planet that's like Earth, but it has a bunch of alien creatures on it.
Yeah.
It feels so weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a reason it feels that way.
Yeah.
It's like
in the suburbs, but like,
yeah, and it's like, this is bizarre. There's like giant crow people in the suburbs, like driving cars, and it's just so weird. But in like, that's what this felt like. But then in the second episode, when they're like, oh, it's this lost treasure planet, like, there's all these hints to other things. When you go back and rewatch the first episode, it's like, oh, okay, so this is. It's intentionally weird. It's like trying to give you those vibes on purpose, not just because somebody doesn't understand Star Wars.
Yeah.
So I rewatching it, I really like, I kind of regret that we didn't spend more time in the, like, how these people live a day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all catch the holiday special?
No.
So it's when
is it the little holographics?
Yes.
I thought those looked familiar.
That's what Chewie's family is watching.
Oh.
On Life Day. So it's like it's gotta be one of the first hints at, like, the live action stuff and the holiday special ever. I thought that was crazy to include that. That's something that George Lucas would have been like, no, you can't have that in there.
maybe that's like just a throwback, but maybe also it means something else, just like how old the planet is or something.
Yeah.
No. So the one thing that pokes holes in my theory, and it's from the first episode, the storybook that he's reading seems to reference the prequels and the sequel, or not the sequels, the original trilogy and the prequels.
See, that's what I was kind of thinking, that he knows who Luke is, that he's a Jedi, but obviously, like, once they get to the second episode, that kind of goes out the window, because
I mean, there's plenty of Jedi in the High Republic, so that sort of reverence for Jedi and, like, wanting to be a Jedi, not really understanding what they are, I can see why that's there. And I don't know if the storybook is meant to, like, draw attention to itself, or if it's just this cool little Easter egg thing that they threw in there.
Yeah.
I know of the Star Wars games and stuff, and maybe it could be something in there referencing it. I don't know.
Yeah. I do really like the visuals of that storybook thing, though. Like, if you go back and rewatch it, the way it's like this holographic 3D thing, but also very, like, hand-drawn kind of animation, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of watching it back, the first episode, and it says the little crawl, or not the crawl, but the intro to it. Let me get back to it. It says, since the fall of the Empire, the New Republic has maintained order, and yet many remote hyperspace routes are increasingly plagued by piracy. So, you know, obviously it's a remote planet.
Yeah, but would it have been so remote that the Empire didn't mess with it? Or there, know about it?
Yeah, there are plenty of places like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess
that's kind of like the Outer Rim stuff. Like, Tatooine wasn't really...
Well, I always assumed that Tatooine is just because it's Hutt-controlled space, and they have deals with the Hutts.
Yeah, but, you know how the Empire deals with things?
That's true.
Lando and...
I think they definitely... Those deals definitely would have changed once the Death Stars were both, like, completely operational and...
Yeah.
Like... You know, they would have used that to intimidate them, like, out of power and take over more of the area for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that there are remote places. The end of the first episode when the ship takes off, I freaking love that.
Yeah, that was cool.
Like, it, that whole, like, sense of wonder, they're like, what are those? Because they've never seen stars.
Yeah.
And then in the hyperspace, and they just start screaming.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the line where they're talking about where to go. And I think Fern says, whatever planet, maybe where they're from. And... the robot Shmi, or whatever his name is, says, "Okay, which one?" And then it pans to the stars.
Yeah, to all the stars. Like, which one is that planet? Yeah. Because he's never heard of it. Yeah, even though he crash landed on it. So, like, it's kind of Treasure Island-ish.
It is.
I mean, they do call it the treasure planet. So. I hadn't thought about that. So yeah, it's an outer, very, very outer rim planet that supposedly has all this treasure. A pirate ship crash landed on it. What, we know two of the pirates died because we see their skeletons in the ship.
I feel like one that was hanging on the wall, I feel like that's the captain.
Yeah. But there had to be more than three, right? Do you think the pirates, like, they land there hundreds of years ago, and their ship is damaged? They can't get off the planet, so they wind up creating this, like...
The whole place?
Yeah.
And you know what, though? I thought about that. I was like, I feel like, because that's really weird... And they had to have covered it up. That's why I mentioned, like, there's random just trees growing on top. Like, they had to have covered that up in some way. And, like, if it was hundreds of years ago, would that coincide with, like, the Jedi and things like that?
Well, yeah.
Of course. So, like, that's, you know, they're gonna build this whole... I mean, I don't... I don't know if the whole planet is, you know, the, you know that, but like,
I feel like it's not a big planet.
They're going to build this whole community and they're going to say, of course, maybe it was more along the lines of the treasure in the planet is just them finally being able to like create families and a safe place. Like maybe it was not pirates that were bad, so to speak. And that's why the captain is dead, or whoever that is on the ship. That's why they're dead. Because, like, they didn't want to stay there or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they were looking for the planet and just crash landed there.
Yeah. I think they were looking for the planet, but when the planet, like, the people on the planet was found, there's nothing there. I think it was, like, a lie. And then... not that there is no gold or anything, but they wanted to keep it all for themselves. They don't want it to go out to the planet.
Maybe it was like where they minted the Old Republic's credits or something. Because he specifically says, where did you get that pirate that he tried, the kid tries to pay with the credits? Mm-hmm. He's like, where did you get credits like this in mint condition?
Yeah.
So. I don't know. There's definitely a fun mystery there. And yeah, I mean, I hope we get the answer, but I also hope they don't rush things. Yeah. I'm with Jacob. Like I could take 4 or 5 seasons of this.
Yep.
And it doesn't feel like they're going, I mean, they can always drop the ball, but it doesn't feel like it. Like, cause it takes, the second episode takes such a sharp turn to a like whole other direction.
Yeah.
And it still like really worked. Like the whole second episode is just them wandering around a spaceport full of pirates.
Mm-hmm. It's, I like it.
It's like if the cantina scene in the first Star Wars lasted 25 minutes.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk about what the first episode actually starts with, which is pirates taking over a New Republic ship. Which really, if you put it like side by side with A New Hope, it's not a complete mirror, but it's very similar.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, at first I thought it was the Tantive.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that one, but one of those.
But like that kind of ship, yeah.
Yeah. But,
I love the way they take over the ship. Like, it's a, like, throwback to what actual pirates did, like, way back, and will probably still do. They use, like, harpoons to, like, damage the ship, and then get themselves in closer, then board the ship, and then throw everybody off of it. But this is in space, so they use it to, like, open up the hull and then board the ship that way. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
So, what did you think about the fact that we don't, like, Jude Law is in the first episode, and we never see his face?
Well, it's kind of silly, because we know who it is.
Yeah, but that his costume looks really cool.
It reminded me of Princess Leia's costume.
He's in the very first episode?
A bounty hunter.
That's him. The captain of that pirate ship.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because he got mutinied, and then he's in jail, and he's like...
Oh, I thought they threw him off the ship.
Yeah, well, I guess that was the plan, and they wound up putting him in the brig. So, is where we meet him at the end of episode 2.
He probably got thrown off, but then since he's a Jedi, he Princess Leia'd his way back onto the ship.
Okay.
No, I don't think that's what he did.
I don't think he's actually a Jedi.
Me either. I was good. Well, that was my next question. Do you think he has, not even a Jedi, do you think he's Force sensitive?
Well, yeah.
I don't know, though, because... I mean, how else did he get the key? But He said he's been stuck in there for ages. What's keeping him in there if he could just get the key?
I mean, he could be escaping and getting caught. He's on a planet full of pirates.
He's on their ship, right? That's where they take them, back to their ship. So they're on the brig of that ship from the beginning of the first episode.
Yeah, I guess.
So I don't understand why they didn't just kill him, since they were so frustrated with him. But I mean, it's one of those things where, like, I guess maybe you get more pleasure out of knowing that person's suffering.
But maybe they know that he's a Jedi or Force sensitive, so like that they're keeping him for that reason.
Yeah, maybe. I could see that. If he's really Force sensitive, I still have my doubts about that.
I think he is. I actually feel like he was a Jedi at one point. And possibly, well, no. I don't know. Possibly, like, knew a Jedi and was trained and all this stuff when he was younger. One of those kind of stories. And then failed to, like, be an actual Jedi or something.
His name is Captain Silvo?
Yeah. Captain Silvo.
On the, like, IMDb, it says Jude Law plays Jod Nawood.
Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to know that he's the pirate at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But that's definitely his voice.
Yeah, I was they should have changed his voice, because I knew as soon as he started talking.
Yep. I was like, oh, cool, he's playing a pirate. And then at the end of the second episode, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because I kept wondering when he was going to come back into it. I'm like, oh, does he, like, stow away? Or is he, like, chasing down the people that mutinied and took his ship? Like, and then he just shows up in the brig. I was like, what? Okay, so they're just holding him hostage, and he may or may not be Force sensitive. There's a good mystery there too.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jude Law though. Like, I'm so
he's
excited.
Always a good guy though. Lately.
Yeah. He actually was it's kind of interesting. This guy that directed the second episode, his name's David Lowry, and he directed a Peter Pan adaptation a couple of years ago for Disney. It's like Peter and Wendy or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
And Jude Law plays Captain Hook in that.
Yeah, he does good.
Yeah. So John Watts directed the first episode. And that's the guy that directed the three Tom Holland Spider-Man movies.
Oh.
Yeah, and he helped, like, co-create the show. And I don't know. I think he's great. I think the direction in the first episode is great. But David Lowry directs episode 2 and 3. And the fast-pacedness of the second episode, I'm really excited to see what they do with the third episode.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
I don't know what the parents. That's I was looking at my list of things I wanted to bring up. So I thought it was a neat way to, like, thematically tie the show in with, like, basically all of Star Wars, which is kind of just about shitty parents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have a dad who's kind of just absentee.
Yeah, aren't you a little big for stories? That pissed me off.
Yeah. I like that actor though. I think he's really good. He's like a teacher in the Spider-Man Homecoming. That's like the only other thing I've seen him in, but I think he's a good actor. And he obviously does care about his kid. Like, he tracked him down. He was out there searching for him. He's like going after those droids about, like, you got to help me find my kid. He's lost in space. And then, the mom, played by, I think it's Carrie Condon, plays the mother in the first episode of, what was her name again? Fern.
Oh, yeah. I was like, he had a mom?
No. She's the lady that comes to the school that's like, yeah. What will you be doing for the great work? Yeah, Farrah, Carrie Condon. She's like, I don't know. There's something up with her.
Well, yeah. She's weird.
She feels not evil, but definitely not good.
Yeah. It's like she's trying to do good by her family, like by her daughter, but obviously there's something more there.
Yeah.
She knows about the pirates. She helped cover them up.
Yeah.
This says, I'm reading on Star Wars Wiki or whatever, Wikipedia. It says that Jude Law says his fans have more to learn, claiming episode 7 is his favorite. Because so much comes to a head and you find out an awful lot very quickly about my character. And he basically was saying that his character is very shady. Interesting.
Well, yeah, because he wants to go to that planet to get the, like, oh, as long as you take me with you so I can steal all your shit and
leave you back there stranded. And... So, I mean, that makes it make sense as to why he's wearing that mask in the first episode, so that, like, it throws you off of, like, that's him.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, they didn't disguise his voice enough, because immediately I was like, oh, that's Jude Law.
Yeah.
I think he's looking for... That
girl's voice really well when she came around the corner, like, mm-hmm. Who do you have a crush on?
I think he's looking for a Jedi temple. To look for Luke.
It all goes for Luke.
If they bring Luke into this, I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah. I like the little throwbacks, but like to bring in a whole like.
Yeah, I like the throwbacks. I don't want it to be like, oh, look, we actually made the show about
Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Don't say that about Ahsoka.
I wouldn't care if Ahsoka showed up, but...
Well, Ahsoka can't show up because she's lost in space as well.
You think that's at the same time as this?
I think
this is before. Yeah.
But we don't know where this is going. I mean, it could skip time.
Yeah, that's true.
Although you have kid actors that... Who knows?
I don't know. Sometimes them kids age up fast, man.
That's true.
You go to film the next scene, like Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, oh, we got to jump in time because you're all a foot taller than you were.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's. I don't know. He's got to have some kind of force connection.
I don't know. Like, I know that we see him move the key, but I think that there's some kind of trick there. Because I just don't trust that guy. Like,
but how
like,
would he have done that?
I don't know. How do magicians do what they do?
Sleight of hand. The thing that, the thing that makes me think kind of he's a Jedi is the fact that when he's looking at, is his name Wynn? Wim?
Wim. Yeah.
So Wim is all about Jedi. So immediately he's thinking, oh, this dude's a freaking Jedi. Then when Jude Law grabs it, he looks at Wim and he just gives him like the shh symbol. That's like a very like Jedi thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, keep that a secret, man. Like,
but when he did that, my thing was, oh, he's not a Jedi. He's a Sith.
Sith? No, he would have just killed everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think he's a Jedi either way. He might be a Force user. I definitely don't think he's a
gray
Jedi.
Gray at best.
Yeah. I mean, he was a... Unless maybe we wind up being wrong and he's not the captain, but like I feel like I'm for sure he was the pirate captain.
Yeah. So. I mean, unless he's on like a... like an undercover mission, you know, like that would make sense to me if, because all Wim talks about is a Jedi temple on this planet. And maybe that's one reason why the planet was hidden, because there is a Jedi temple. And, you know, maybe he's actually looking for it. And who knows?
I don't know. He was killing people on that ship when they were taking it over. So
did he kill people? I thought he was just in the back, because he didn't come in until after.
I mean, he definitely told them to take the ship's captain and throw him into space.
Oh, I thought. Yeah, well.
I don't think if he is, in fact, that pirate, which I believe he is. Yeah, he's definitely not a good guy.
Yeah. He's gone a little space crazy.
Yeah, I hope we get a lot of the pirates in this, because I kind of enjoyed that.
Hondo has to show up.
That I was going to ask that, too. So, do you think this is where we finally get live-action Hondo and Naka?
I don't think it will. Honestly, I hope it's nothing to do with Jedi, but I wanted it to be something different, but
it's gonna have something to do with it.
Yeah. I hope Hondo is there, though.
Yeah. I would love to see Hondo. I would love to find out that he's... Could they age up... what's his name? And to be like an older Lando? And Hondo and Lando are just out there prowling around?
That would be cool.
Because you can't de-age Billy Dee Williams, really. So, I mean, you can probably make him look a little bit younger. You're not, like, when they tried to do it to Sam Jackson for the Captain Marvel stuff and, like, a little bit in Secret Invasion, it didn't look good. He can't move like he did when he was, you know, 40 or 50. So it just looks like, why is this 70-year-old man look like he's 32?
Yeah.
Or why does this 32-year-old man move like he's 70? But Donald Glover. I was like, why am I drawing a blank on his name? Like, an aged-up Donald Glover, I think, is doable. And, like, him as Lando and Hondo, and they're out there just... Even if we just get Hondo for a second, you know, like just a cameo, it'll be great.
We could maybe get Maz too.
Ah, I didn't even think about that.
Yep, that would be cool. I would be down for that.
Her character was complete, like, I mean, wasted. Even in the movie she's in, she's pretty wasted. Like
chocolate wasted.
I mean, it would be cool to see like Maz and Chewie together.
Yeah.
You don't have to have Han or anything, because obviously she loves Chewie, and something went on. Not like that, but like they've spent time together.
Yeah, I mean, depending on when this takes place, you could have Han and Leia still kind of together raising their kid, you know, and Han would have basically given up that life already. That could be really interesting. I mean, there's all kinds of places you could go with this.
It's a huge galaxy, I mean.
Yeah, that don't specifically involve Jedi, Sith, like, heavy-handed. You can kind of reference it, but it doesn't have to be about that.
Yeah.
So, Jacob, did you watch Agatha All Along?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
So, the one thing that show did was, like, I was excited to see it, but also Marvel had kind of, like, just... they've not been putting out anything great. So by the time it was like, no, we're still doing Agatha. And I don't know if you felt this way, Elizabeth. I was like, why? Like, everything you put out, at least television wise, is just starting to fall on its face. It doesn't stick the landing. This feels like a show just to have a show, because it's not going to tie into anything. You killed Scarlet Witch. Like, who is Agatha even going to, like, know? Like, what difference is this going to make? But then by the end of the show, it really matters who that character is and who they bring into the fold.
Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah, it was. And that's, I kind of feel that way. Like, this show could be that for Star Wars, where it's like, yeah, it's not tied to the overall mythos from the outside, but by the time we get to the end, it could be establishing something really, really important for the future of the franchise. Oh, at least I hope.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, at some point, you and I need to go back and just, like, do Agatha, like, episode by episode.
Well, I don't have a job anymore, so I'm free.
Yeah. unfortunately, I'm only free on the freaking weekends because of my 12-hour work schedule. I'm trying to get back on day shift, but I don't know if I really want to do it. It would mean working every day, whereas now I work only 3 or 4 days a week, and then I'm off, you know, three and a half days every week.
So, yeah.
But we'll see. If I can get a position that I like and they will actually pay me, then I'll do it. If they're not going to, because there'll be more work. If they're not going to pay me, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go do more work for the same amount or less money. So, I guess I'm boring. Boring Jacob because he's sending penguins. Not to talk about another show, but have y'all watched The Penguin?
Yeah.
No,
what is it? We haven't finished it. We have, like, the last two episodes.
It's so freaking good.
It's good.
Is it like The Penguin from Batman?
Yeah, it is a sequel series to The Batman, the Robert Pattinson movie. Colin Farrell as... you haven't seen that?
I don't like that dude.
I don't care. It's good.
It's good.
Logan, I was on top of everything about it. Like, I was like, oh, he's going to do this. It's going to end up this way. And then Liz was like, what the heck?
I was like, stop guessing.
wait till you watch the last two episodes, man. Kristen Milioti, I think that's her name, as Sophia Falcone. Like, oh my God. She's just stealing every single scene she's in. Every scene. But the last two episodes, you're going to love. Let me know when you watch them.
I just Batman so much that, like, mentally, I try and become him and, like, figure out what the heck he's planning.
Yeah.
Fabian's watching Penguin detective.
He's got his little Batman costume on with his cape and
a yellow notepad.
Like, I got this shit.
I knew it.
Does he make you dress like Robin?
That would be cute, though.
Well, in the comics, there's a series set, like, when Batman's older, called The Dark Knight Returns. And the Robin, the person that becomes Robin for him, is a little redheaded girl.
That's right.
I forget her name. Carrie Kelly, I think? Something like that.
Yeah, there's just a lot of Robins and...
There's way too many Robins. There's way too many Robins.
But I mean, not to change the thing, but I did hear that they're going to approve for, like, the owl, like, the, to have an enemy of the owl or something.
The Court of Owls?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about that's going to be the second movie. But we'll see. Anyway.
That would be good. Is Robin coming back to that?
Yeah. Speaking of him, did you guys already start filming?
Oh. Did you guys know that he's going back into Twilight as Edward?
No, I think that's just a rumor.
It's an animated series, but he's doing it.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently they're all coming back except for like one actor that was a werewolf. Like even Christian Stewart's coming back.
They must be just writing them massive checks.
Probably.
I know there are people that like it, but that franchise needs to die.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
It is so bad.
I love it.
Nobody cared. Like nobody acting in it. They're like, we're just here for a paycheck. They're just cardboard, man.
I love it. It's so good. I do have to say though that I make fun of it when I rewatch it though. I'm like, this is such bad acting.
What's the X-Wing File email?
xwingfiles@gmail.com.
I do have a question though.
Okay.
I'm wondering how it originates, the whole episode thing, or the whole concept of it. Like, I wonder where they're getting it from. Star Wars.
The skeleton crew?
Yeah.
I told you.
Goonies.
Stole it from the Goonies.
I don't think they're stealing it. I think it's inspired.
Lost in Space. They're stealing from
Treasure Island.
Yeah, like, Treasure Island.
Look.
And
the Barbie
movie. All art references other art. Like your inspiration comes from somewhere. I don't think they're just stealing it like whole cloth.
I don't know. It's pretty Goonie-y.
I'm just saying that because there's gotta be whoever came up with the idea of that. There's gotta be a reference somewhere in the Star Wars universe. You know what I mean? We lost a pirate ship or at some point, they mention it and then.
They'll retcon all that. I think it's specifically carving out its own thing. It might wind up tying into other things, but I don't think they're drawing anything out, telling a story that has been referenced before. I think they're specifically setting out to do their own thing, and maybe it becomes part of the larger story.
It is really cute, though.
Because, The Mandalorian, there's no really, but that's because, Mandalorian really does have, that presence of him having his own thing, you know?
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing with this. And it'll either slowly build into the franchise as a whole, or it'll just stay its own thing, which I'm also totally fine with. Everything doesn't have to wind up being about the damn Jedi and the Sith.
Well, no. It's going to.
Yeah, I mean, probably. But I feel like John Watts is good enough. Those Spider-Man movies are good point of reference because it does tie into the Marvel Universe, but they are also their own thing. And he's able to do that with those movies. I feel like he can spearhead this show into being that for Star Wars. I was trying to see if there's, since we haven't talked Star Wars together in a year. Andor season 2, apparently sometime next year.
Okay.
Finally. but I don't think we loved Andor, right? We only just kind of liked it.
I didn't like it at all.
I haven't gave it a shot.
I liked it.
We did give it a shot.
I liked parts of it. Fabian, you just don't remember because it was 2 years ago.
That's crazy. I don't know. This next season is going to be good.
Because me, I'm patient with things that I watch. When I start something and it's it has 8 episodes, I'm like, I could give it 8 episodes. But then she gives it 2 seconds. And she's like, all right, I'm done with it. I'm like, how can you do that? Like, you don't understand what's going on. You know, like.
It's just, yeah. When I get bored, it's hard for me to focus. Like,
I'm with you. I went to go see that new Gladiator movie. It was so boring. I was the only one in the theater. I just started scrolling on my phone.
Dang.
Okay, so the problem with TikTok Live is you have to have so many followers before you can actually go live.
All right, so go follow us on TikTok, everybody.
Well,
it's at the X-Wing Files. Or the dot X-Wing dot files.
Have Tim give us a shout out.
Oh, yeah. We need to get him back on.
Yeah, tell him we're making podcasts again.
We're back.
Yeah, I'll share it with y'all, and then
Ahsoka season 2 starts filming next year. So we are getting Ahsoka season 2. I guess that's good news. I didn't love the way that the back half of that show went.
Yeah.
But
the Anakin stuff, though, I really loved.
Yeah, that gives me a lot of hope that we're going to get to kind of revisit some of that. I was talking with someone who I don't even remember their name anymore, but I'd matched with them on one of those stupid sites, and we were talking about Star Wars, and they were talking about how much they love Hayden Christensen as Anakin. And I was like, oh yeah. I was like, his return has been really nice. And they talked about how much they liked Obi-Wan. I didn't say I didn't really like the series. I was just like, yeah, it was nice to have those people back in those roles. It completely pisses all over the actual canon of Obi-Wan, but whatever. And I said, what'd you think about his reunion with Ahsoka in that show? And she was like, oh, I didn't watch Ahsoka. I was like, okay. She was like, I didn't even know he was in it. I was like, oh, okay.
Go watch it.
That's what I said. Now I never heard from her again. So maybe she didn't like it either.
one of my favorites, so, you know, when I was watching the show, I thought it was pretty cool.
I just didn't like the way they handled it at the end.
They should not have fought on Tatooine.
No. No. That it was, yeah. Anyway.
Why?
Because
that's where Luke is.
Oh.
Like, even Vader, though he didn't know, he would know.
Yeah, the minute he got near Tatooine, he would know.
Yeah. There's, I mean, that, why would he be like, why are you here? Why are you here, Obi-Wan? Just because, like, are you protecting my dead mother's body so I don't try to come resurrect her? Like, is that what's going on here? It would be,
it would make more sense if Anakin wasn't from Tatooine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, then it's just this planet. They just happen to, but Anakin doesn't want to go back to Tatooine because the last time he was there, he had to bury his mother. So he gets drawn back and Obi-Wan's there. Like, imagine the person you hate most in your life. And you find out that even though they're not from Columbus, Georgia, they packed up their stuff and moved to Columbus, Georgia. And then you have to go back there and you find out that they're there and you have, like, you hate them and they destroyed your life. Wouldn't you just be like, why are you here, man?
Something is afoot.
Like, yeah. You already ruined my life. Why did you move to my birthplace and then, like, just live here? Why?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like he definitely would have detected something, like, else there. You know, yeah. I don't know. The Tatooine thing's really, it's stupid that George Lucas made Anakin from Tatooine to begin with. That actually would have fixed everything if he wasn't from Tatooine. Or you have to have nobody ever go back there.
Yeah.
I mean, what if Obi-Wan, like, learned how to, like, cover Luke somehow?
I mean, that's like, still possible.
Still, there's too many coincidences for Obi-Wan to be on Tatooine.
Yoda up and went to a swamp world where he's the only, like, creature
of intelligence.
he's just living in isolation with a bunch of, like, reptiles and bats and
droid-eating monsters.
Yeah. All the other Jedi scattered to the winds and stay on the run. Like, and Vader knows this, like, because they track down the Jedi to kill them. But Obi-Wan moved to my homeworld? Like, why? Yeah, and it just winds up not making any sense. So, even the dog agrees.
Sadie.
Like, I don't know. Because he said he didn't even want to go back. So, I mean, that would make sense. Like, to me, I'd be like, well, he's never coming back. I'm just going to hide over here.
Yeah. But it's the flaw in George Lucas's design to begin with is, like, making him from Tatooine and then having to take Luke back to Tatooine. Like, if you add a piece of dialogue in episode 2 or episode 3 where Anakin says something about, like, I will never come back to this place. Like, when he leaves, when he buries his mother, if he tells, what's her name? Like, I'll never come back here. Then maybe that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we like Skeleton Crew. Fabian hasn't watched it yet, but, yeah, if you watch it by episode 3, then assuming we get to record next week, I'm excited for whatever they're going to do with this show. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The kids are great, too.
It's really cute. It's cutesy like it. Ms. Marvel was cutesy.
Yeah. That's one of the Marvel shows that I was like, oh, this is really good. But people had already kind of turned on them by then. And now they're back because of X-Men 97, Deadpool Wolverine, and even though a lot of people didn't watch Agatha, the people that watched it was like, oh my God, I can't believe how good this is.
Yeah.
And Thunderbolts looks really good, guys.
We haven't even talked about Deadpool Wolverine.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm totally down to do a podcast on Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
I saw it 4 times in the theater.
Really?
I've only seen it once.
It's on Disney.
Yeah, I started watching it, but Hudson wants to watch it. And I was like, yep, you can't watch that for a while.
Nope, not for about 18 years, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not that long. How old is he now?
That's fine. 18 is good.
You got to be over 21 to watch this movie.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Even though we were watching RoboCop when I was 4 years old or something.
Yeah, your dad should have never let you watch that movie, man.
It's crazy to think that my mom let him, because it's not like I watched it one time.
Yeah, you watched it so many times. They had to give their copy to, my dad? Because you would just find it and start watching it.
Yeah, I mean, it was
a good movie.
Like Rambo and like Blood In, Blood Out, all that stuff. Like, that's what I was watching. Yeah.
Jacob would just quote the movie. And there's a lot of cursing in that movie.
Mm.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
There was a RoboCop cartoon. Do y'all remember that?
Mm-mm.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
There was a RoboCop cartoon. It's not necessarily your fault, Jacob, because at some point they definitely were marketing it to kids. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to make they made a Rambo cartoon.
Yeah, but he was so good. Like, he was good. That's all. I didn't care about the bad guys.
Yeah.
It is the swearing.
And Ed 209 always scared the living crap out of me.
Yeah. Ed 209 was crazy, man. And like, that fight scene seemed so wild when I was younger, and I watch it now. I'm like, this is goofy.
Why does he have a crying sound
fighting
effect?
They're fighting in a stairwell.
He's like, have you ever played Borderlands?
No.
And maybe this is a call out to RoboCop, because there's a robot called Claptrap, and he's like the comic relief of everything. He's really annoying, whatever.
Well, yeah, I've seen the preview for the movie, so Black in the movie.
Yeah, that. As soon as I saw Jack Black was in it, I said, I'm not watching it. And Kevin Hart, I wasn't watching it. But anyways, in the game, in Borderlands 2, when you get right before you get to the final boss, there's a giant stairway you have to go up, and Claptrap's like, no, my only weakness, stairs. And then I always thought of Ed 209, because he's a coward, and he's not actually going to go with you, so he's like, these stairs are going to stop me. The only thing in the universe that can stop me, stairs. And he goes on for 10 minutes talking about how stairs are bad. It's Borderlands is it's like Deadpool sarcasm. It's pretty funny, but
yeah,
it was a good game.
They ruined their chance at a movie.
Oh, the movie, when I saw the cast of the movie, I was like, is this a joke?
I like Jamie Lee Curtis, and I like
yeah, but she's 90 years old and she's playing someone that's supposed to be in their 20s.
Oh well, yeah. I didn't play the game, so
yeah. I mean, it's they ruined the casting, was way off.
It's just like them making Minecraft movie. You know?
The guy that Kevin Hart's supposed to play, or plays, he is like stone cold serious in the game. Which I don't know how Kevin Hart plays in the movie, because I didn't watch it, but it's Kevin Hart. Like,
oh, I thought you watched the movie.
No, I haven't seen it.
No, Kevin Hart doesn't do anything serious.
No. Yeah, it pissed me off.
No, I didn't watch I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. It looks like somebody watched Guardians of the Galaxy and was like, let's do that.
It's like, it was like Halo all over again.
Oh my God. Did you make it through season 2 of Halo?
Yeah, I made myself watch it.
It got better, but it still was trash.
The only person I care about is the other Spartan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you're talking about what's his name?
I can't think of his name. Yeah.
Yeah. God, I'm drawing a blank on his name. Anyway. Yeah. I was like, oh, this stuff is interesting. And every time I go back to Master Chief, I was like, I don't care about this. Uh-huh. I care about this guy who's like, like, he's a Spartan, but also he's not such a good guy. And, like, that was kind of interesting. The effects work was really good, but they just screwed up the plot so bad, man.
Yeah.
Did you watch Fallout?
No, I haven't watched that either.
Oh, it's so good, man.
That was really good.
I'm excited for Macaulay Culkin to see what he's going to be in season 2.
He's in it.
Yeah, they're bringing him into season 2.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Jacob, it's really good. I never played any of the games. Like, I know a little bit about, like, the games. But they just do their own thing. They don't try to adapt anything from the games. It's like its own story. Yeah. But it's so freaking good.
Which is what they should have did with Halo.
Yeah, don't do Master Chief. Red versus Blue didn't do Master Chief. Did their own thing.
Yeah.
I watched the last season of that too. So disappointing, man.
Is it?
Yeah. You know, they posted the last season and then like shuttered the company. Yeah. Well, like, we're not doing this anymore, and they just shut it down.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's a lot of people, a lot of work. Yeah. Anyway, go follow us on TikTok. @the.xwing.
You could just put in the X-Wing files. It'll come up.
Okay. I don't know how TikTok works.
Oh, we already have no followers. Sweet.
Oh, no followers. Elizabeth didn't even follow us yet.
I haven't been around since it'll
Posted in that Snapchat group. Get all the kids to follow us.
Oh, crap. I don't know what I did, but it's not. I was going to share the link, but it's being weird.
I don't have TikTok, so. You can email us, xwingfiles@gmail.com. We also have a Patreon, but I'm the only subscriber, so. You go to patreon.com and put in the X-Wing files, you'll find us. There's actually content there that's never been posted anywhere else.
Elizabeth screaming about a bug.
I have that saved on my phone.
That's embarrassing. It was a big bug.
You talking about Luke marrying a robot was pretty great.
Wait, Luke married a robot?
I was so confused. They told me that Luke married a robot, so.
No, oh, you inferred didn't. That.
Yes.
No, I disagree.
We didn't imply it. You inferred it. All right, and go check us out over at xwingfiles.com. There's plenty of other podcasts over there. There's a Marvel podcast that hopefully we'll get back to soon. Yeah, go do all that. We'll be back hopefully next week talking about episode 3. If not, we can, well, no, because the week after that's Christmas. So probably won't be able to do anything on Christmas.
Yeah, her birthday is on the 18th.
Well, next week's the 15th.
Yeah, I know.
Kara's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Kara.
I have to get it finished by next Tuesday because that's their last day.
Oh, my God. You're going to have to mail it to them.
You're going to have to just
do the light. Oh, my God. What the fuck is that? Oh, my God. What the hell is the biggest fucking bug in my entire life?
I'm gonna have to just bump all of that out.
Bean in the background.
Amazing. I have to get it finished.
That's just great.
Oh my God, what the?
The second screen where we just lose her and she's like here in the background going,
Bean's like, rah. Good times.
Oh man. All right, we'll be back soon talking about episode 3 of Skeleton Crew. Until then, may the force be with you.
What do I say again? Always.
Bye.